The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board has given its final approval for the $3 billion incentive package between Wisconsin and the Taiwan-based technology company Foxconn. The agreement put in place a 15-year contract. The company will set up shop in the Mount Pleasant area in southeastern Wisconsin. Supporters of the Foxconn deal say it will be a huge economic boost for the state. Some holdouts argue it could hurt Wisconsin financially in the long run. Laurel White is with us. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She's been covering this. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, what did this vote look like yesterday at WEDEC?
Well, it was an 8-2 vote yesterday with two Democratic members of the WEDEC board, Senator Tim Carpenter, who's from Milwaukee, and Representative Dana Walks, who's from Eau Claire, voting against the deal.
And there was some controversy over what they were actually voting on. Did they have the full contract or a summary of this contract?
Well, they received the full contract on Monday. I think it was late morning. Actually, I think it was around 11 a.m.
Wow.
Just a weird
that's
little factoid that I remember.
The detail we bring you at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah. So they got the contract on Monday. They voted on it yesterday afternoon. So they had a couple days to kind of go over it a little bit. Of course, there were some changes being made between, you know, getting that full contract and the vote on Wednesday. But ultimately, as is WEDEC process, they vote on a staff memo that kind of outlines the project. That's traditional practice for WEDEC. But there had been some pressure from legislators on both sides of the aisle to make the full contract available this time, just because it was is such a big deal for the state of Wisconsin. So WEDEC went ahead and did that this time.
And one of the big issues in this all along has been how much money is going into it from the state and what kind of assurances are there that this money will produce jobs. So how did they parse out that whole jobs created, money paid out or paid back timeline?
Well, there are a whole lot of stipulations in the contract. There are a lot of numbers here to juggle through. So there are some benchmarks for job creation for Foxconn in the contract. This is something that lawmakers have been talking about for a long time when they were debating the deal in the legislature. So we actually have some hard numbers now. Foxconn will have to create a minimum of 260 jobs in the year 2018. To get the state credits for job creation. So it has minimum numbers all the way up to 2032, which is, of course, the end of this 15-year contract. If they only meet the minimums, they're not going to get the entire $2.85 billion. They would have to create the maximum 13,000 jobs to get all $2.85 billion.
And there was some controversy when one of the members of the board, a Democratic lawmaker, said publicly, hey, there's a nuclear bomb in here that would basically stop Wisconsin from getting this money back. Does everybody feel like whatever that detail was, it got fixed up?
Well, I think we do now. So we actually got some really interesting reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today that has some detail on what that nuclear bomb was. So apparently, according to the Journal Sentinel's reporting, and they were able to get in touch with one Republican and two Democrats who are on the WEDEC board to confirm this, the nuclear bomb that came up in the October 17th WEDEC meeting, that nuclear bomb comment was made by Senator Tim Carpenter, who was one of the no votes yesterday, was that there wasn't financial assurance behind the clawback provisions of the contract. So under the contract, the state can claw back money it pays out to Foxconn for construction and jobs, but some people had been worried about how they actually get that money back and who's going to pay the state back if Foxconn is in violation or doesn't meet these thresholds. So apparently on October 17th, that entity wasn't there to the extent that people felt comfortable. So ongoing negotiations got Hanhai Industries, which is one of the owners of Foxconn, and also Foxconn Chairman Terry Goh, to both agree, both as an individual and an entity, to personally be responsible for paying back those clawbacks if Foxconn is in violation of any elements of that contract. So that was the nuclear bomb, getting somebody to pay back the clawbacks, and that is now in the contract.
We're talking to Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, looking at the WEDEC vote, this Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, on a Foxconn incentive package. Laurel, there have been a lot of stages of this thing. Is this the last stage, or is there one more signature still to go on this thing?
There is one more signature still to go, or a couple of signatures. So Governor Walker is going to be joined by Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on Friday in Janesville at SC Johnson for a signing of the 29-page contract. So that's the big kind of, you know, confetti will fall and the big exciting sign. But of course, we have years and years ahead of us of construction groundbreakings and hirings. And interestingly, another part of the Foxconn contract is they're going to have to submit annual reports. So we're going to be talking about Foxconn for quite a long time, as I'm sure you know.
Let's get into the pro-con again. We've talked about this a little in the past. What are supporters saying on the eve of the completion of this deal?
So supporters were saying a lot of the things that we've heard them say over the past few months. You know, the legislature passed this in September, so we've become pretty familiar with the arguments for the Foxconn deal, and those were reiterated yesterday by WEDIC CEO Mark Hogan. He said, you know, this is a really exciting day for Wisconsin. I'm really proud that we've carried this deal all the way to completion, and this is going to have a major effect not only on the state of Wisconsin and its economy, but they argue, proponents of the deal, that it's going to affect the entire country because Foxconn is such a big company, and this is really bringing an industry to the United States that hasn't been here to this extent, is what they would argue.
And you mentioned there were two no votes, and those two no votes aren't the only critics of this deal. What are we hearing? What concerns are being raised?
Well, yesterday we were able to speak with Representative Dana Walks, who was one of the no votes, and he said $3 billion spent on one company in one industry is just too much for taxpayers. So he was just kind of reiterating that argument that, again, we've heard for a while about the Foxconn deal. This isn't new ground that we're treading here. He was just saying this is an awful, awful lot of money and risk for taxpayers. And that's something that, of course, other people who have concerns with the deal are continuing to voice. And then Walks also mentioned yesterday something that a lot of people have on their minds as this moves to Friday and the official signing, and that's the environmental waivers that are in the deal. A lot of people are concerned about the state permits that are waived for Foxconn for doing things like filling lake beds, reversing the course of streams, things like that, and the environmental implications that those actions might have.
We're hearing rumors here, Laurel, that Wisconsin's going to have a big election next year. Maybe you can confirm that for us. Is Foxconn something that either or both parties are going to want to make an issue out of between now and next November?
Well, that is an interesting question, Rob, because yesterday when Dana Walks was speaking with reporters, and even before yesterday when he'd been voicing some concern about the Foxconn contract, people had been crying, politics, politics, because as some folks may know, Walks is a Democratic candidate for governor this year. He's part of that rather large Democratic primary field for governor. And some folks were saying that his no vote to Foxconn was a political move to, you know, differentiate himself from the governor. Obviously, the governor has been a big proponent of the Foxconn deal. So the lines are drawn, at least and more particularly between those two candidates in terms of how Foxconn is going to play out as debates happen, as jabs are exchanged, as we move through toward November of next year.
Sounds like a round of applause in the background at the state capitol there.
they're doing some legislating down there.
All right. And Laurel, based on the timeline you laid out of when those jobs are going to be created and the clawbacks become an option, most of this deal is going to happen well after next year's election.
That's right. That's right. So the construction process alone for Foxconn is expected to last about 5 years. So the real job creation, those big numbers in those thresholds, you don't really see for more than 5 years. So this is definitely a long-term deal. And that's something that opponents have also pointed out, that it's going to take a long time for this to get up and running and for the state to start seeing real financial payback. So we'll be keeping an eye on it for sure.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to you about this again, you know, in a decade or so. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rob.
That's Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She was with us today to talk about the finalized incentive package between the state and Taiwanese electronic company Foxconn, that deal to be signed by the governor tomorrow, as we just heard.